You have mentioned in 2016 the Victorian Supreme Court decided home share arrangements may constitute a lease. Can you explain to us the implications, obviously not for regular tenants, but those that might be using the services of Airbnb and similar outlets?
Yeah, so the Victorian Supreme Court decision actually dealt with this situation where a tenant was offering a property on Airbnb, and it found that the arrangement which the tenant had with guests did amount to a lease agreement. And that came as a surprise to many people, because in the Airbnb terms of service, they described the arrangement between a host and a guest as a license. And legally, there's a big difference between a license agreement and a lease agreement. When you have a lease agreement, it gives the guest quite strong rights, including protections from eviction. But what happened with the tenant in this situation was that they found that they were subletting the property. By offering it on Airbnb, they were subletting the property without the landlord's consent, and it meant the tenant could actually be evicted, and they were evicted in this case.
Mm. License or lease? I mean, license, does that have a specific use, or is it just a way that Airbnb has tried to circumvent this problem before it occurred?
Well, a license situation is sort of the typical situation where you have a guest into your property. So it means that you're permitting them to enter the property, but if you ask them to leave, they're required to leave immediately or else they become a trespasser. So it's very different from a tenant situation, where the tenant actually has a right to remain in the property until they're evicted through the process that's in residential tenancy law.
Mm. And are there other implications for this as well? I mean, looking at that article we just mentioned, it also says that if a guest refuses to leave the premises, the host would then have to follow an eviction process rather than simply booting them out.
Yeah, that's a possible implication, because this decision, the Victorian decision, indicates that any home share arrangement where the host has actually left the property and the guest has the property to themselves could be regarded as a lease agreement. So it means that the guest could have the rights of the tenant under tenancy law. Now, this hasn't been decided by any court in Australia so far, but eventually it will have to be decided. There's a case that I referred to in my article, a Californian case, where it had been determined and an Airbnb host did have to follow the eviction process under tenancy law in California. And I think it's only a matter of time before an Australian court has to decide this matter as well.
Mm. Well, that sort of leads me to my next question. I mean, this is established in the Victorian Supreme Court, but I assume in other courts here in Australia, it's not so much of a case of whether the law applies or not, more so a case it just hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah, so each state has its own residential tenancies law, and New South Wales law is slightly different to Victorian law, as is different from South Australian law, for example. But the interesting thing about this decision and why it may apply to other jurisdictions is that the court was mainly looking at this principle about exclusive possession. This is the test about whether it's a license or a lease. And the exclusive possession basically is a feature of residential tenancy law in every jurisdiction, including New South Wales and including Victoria. So although the different states have their sort of differences in detail, this concept about exclusive possession is important in every state's residential tenancies law.
Mm. Now, the Victorian decision, again, should restate, this one was in 2016. Is there any real catch-up on this one in terms of, establishing new rules around these services that didn't sort of exist until a few short years ago?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think there's been no sort of legislative response to this decision. In fact, this decision, surprisingly, is not really well known outside of the tenancy area. And I think that's why its sort of implications for Airbnb arrangements more broadly are not that well known. Like, it's well known within the tenancy law area, but outside that area, it's sort of not well known yet. But I think its implications are quite important, and it's something for Airbnb hosts to think about, that possibly they could be creating a lease arrangement when they offer it to guests.
Mm. Obviously, you know, like I say, if over the holiday period you are leasing out your house or apartment, this would be a fairly serious concern.
Absolutely, because it sort of embodies this notion that possession is 9/10 of the law, that if you are in a property, then you may have the right to remain there unless you can be removed And in this case, by the eviction process that sits within residential tenancies law.
Mm. So in terms of the way the law actually works in some of these areas, I mean, we've seen these arguments with similar outlets like Uber or Deliveroo or whatever, those sort of food delivery services, whether they are to be determined as employees or not, has been a big argument. Is it just a case of the law takes time to catch up when something in society, when somebody comes up with one of these very new ideas, it just takes the law a little while to catch up to an understanding of what's actually being expected, being anticipated with these services?
Yeah, that's true. And I think to try and regulate any services in particular, like Airbnb, through legislation probably wouldn't work, because generally legislation would apply to all types of arrangements and not try and deal with one in particular. And a lot of the time, these disputes are left for the courts to resolve. And the Victorian court in this case was very clear, saying that it wasn't saying that all Airbnb arrangements would be leases. It was saying that you have to look at the particular details of every arrangement, and different factors would be different in different situations. So each one has to be looked at in its particular details.
Mm. In that case, is the Airbnb model really sustainable into the future?
Well, Airbnb still characterises itself as licence agreements, and that's very clear throughout its terms of service and on all its documents. And there is an argument that short-term arrangements really are licence agreements. They don't amount to a lease because they are short-term, and they are different from typical tenancies in that the host provides usually bedding, sometimes they provide food, so they're not... They're very different from the typical tenancy where it's just a vacant property and the tenant has to provide furniture and everything themselves. Airbnb is a little bit more like a hotel arrangement where a lot of services are provided, including bedding, sometimes food, sometimes even assistance and guidance to the guest about, you know, where to travel within the city or what are good locations to check out in the local area.
Hmm. Well, Bill, thank you very much. I do appreciate you unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
Thank you, Sean.